This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israel Defense Forces says it intercepted a number of projectiles on Sunday that sent people scrambling for shelter in Tel Aviv. The first rockets fired in months at Israel's second-largest city by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Arash Arbasani has the story.
With the Israel-Hamas war now just weeks away from entering an eighth month, regional tensions continue climbing. In a video VOA cannot independently verify, the Iran-backed and Western-identified terror group Hezbollah claims to have launched a series of attacks from southern Lebanon targeting Israeli posts along the border. In a statement, the group said the attacks came in support of the steadfast Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip and their honorable resistance. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa called for a ceasefire in Gaza during a news conference with Spain's foreign minister in Brussels on Sunday.
I think it's time to go beyond condemning actions and requesting Israel to stop the war.
He also thanked Spain for its decision to recognize a Palestinian state, calling on like-minded European countries to do the same. More than 670 people are assumed to have died in Papua New Guinea's massive landslide, the UN Migration Agency estimated on Sunday as rescue efforts continued. Media in the South Pacific nation north of Australia had previously estimated Friday's landslide had buried more than 300 people. But more than 48 hours later, the International Organization for Migration said the death toll may be more than double that, as the full extent of the destruction is